KLX Mobile monitoring.
KL4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. How are you this fine morning?
Good. Enjoying a beautiful morning so far. How about yourself?
Spend a fine morning and get to look around and see quite a bit of it. 85 parking lot, but, you know, comes with the good weather, so who cares?
Parking lot, it was that way when I started heading down the mountain this morning.
Well, I don't know. There's several accidents, evidently, but out here northbound towards Spartanburg, it's a parking lot out by BMW.
Down Area 54, it was backing up this morning. The guys coming in, we're talking about it. So that was 5 o'clock this morning.
NH, here you guys talking about the traffic. Is that north or southbound?
Bound from the BMW Rockman McClime and exit at 60 all the way up to 101.
Oh, my favorite. I get to deal with that today. I'm actually going northbound to go to the airport right now.
That is backing up past the airport exit on 85. Highway 14. I don't know how far back it is by now.
I've actually just got off 25 down here towards Greenville area, at least on the outskirts, and it's backed up way back here as well. I may have to try to find a back road, use more of the road or something.
I've just come up to another one over the interstate. The southbound side is closed down because there's a car on fire.
I'm glad I'm not on 85. I feel sorry for you guys, but be safe out there, huh?
That's northbound side, I guess. I got the accident off the road on 101. What is going on today? They're acting like it's rainy weather or something. N6CLX.
Yeah, I get that. I'm actually kind of surprised by this myself. I'm like, this is a little strange for northbound.
Try to get the burnt tire smell out of my car now.
Fire up.
They put the fire out now, but it's smoking pretty good. Right under the overpass at Brockman McClime and that road going into BMW.
That is off. But anyway, gentlemen, thanks for the heads up. I'm actually, let's say 73 right now. I got up pretty backed up back down this way. I'm focused on driving now. KO4NH73. Thank you, guys.
Hey, be safe out there. We're good to hear you on the air. KO4HKX.
And Patrick, so I guess you're between calls.
I am. I got a few minutes.
85 normal speed. I got a little bit of while.
They're saying everybody was driving like their head was on fire this morning. So be careful out there.
Maybe everyone's had a weekend like me where a whole list of things to do and the number of check marks, things done, started diminishing.
That's why I'm glad my route doesn't take me out on 85 anywhere. So I try to avoid that highway altogether.
5 too bad, except for, you know, in the portion I go, I just... Luckily, I'm usually against traffic. I get to see all the problems on the other side, but, you know, laws of averages, you're going to run into something.
Don't worry, I run into my share of them out here on Wild Horse and 123 and Wade Hampton. I run into my share of
uh-oh, it's not something was happening. Wade Hampton, that's bad enough. I hate going on that road.
Going on over here where I'm at yet, it was just running into uh-ohs. People not paying attention. Texting and driving or playing with their 10-inch touchscreen or in the middle of the dash trying to get their temperature right. Jump through all the apps to do that. But it don't have to be out on 85. They're everywhere.
That's the second patch I've run over lately. It's a brand new patch. It's two of them now on 85 where there was something on fire. What is going on?
Get up there, Mike. You been doing any radio lately?
I don't feel like I'm on the weekend. I think I'm just getting tired. I've just got some... Part of the problem is I've allowed... Everything I've touched, I'm allowed to get messed up, so I'm slowly cleaning it up and reorganizing. But boy, does that take time.
I know how you feel. Seems like I can't keep ahead of it lately. I spent, an hour or better yesterday going through mail, dealing with that from my stepdad's estate and still getting mail in my mom's name and having to go through all of it and deal with it one by one, and then all the mail I get on top of it. Like I said, I spent an hour doing that yesterday, and it just piles up quicker than I can get it done.
And that was me a couple weeks ago. I have this habit of paying the bills, putting the paid bills on pile to shred. You know, and after 2-3 months, man, yeah, I could shred for hours.
It just seems like one thing after another just piling up on me. So, but we'll get to the end of it eventually.
That's exactly what we're doing here. Trash can's been full for the last month or so, every week.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned it a couple weeks ago when we were talking. Brandmeister, what did they change to recently to get everybody locked out? I need to go in and do that if I can get my hotspot working again.
Hotspot on in 4 months, so hopefully they didn't do anything brand new. The big change they made was to they upped the security so that people couldn't bust into accounts. I'll let it drop and I'll pick it back up. What they did is they assigned a security code, and heck if I can remember the name of what they call it on the web, but anyway, it's a series of, it's a code, hex code, I don't know, 20 characters, 29 long, and you've got to log into your account on Brandmeister, ask it to assign you a code, then you copy that code and you put that code into your hotspot, and then once you get all that done properly, the hotspot comes alive immediately.
For HKX, yeah, I gotta figure out how to do that then. Mine isn't working, so I just unplugged it, and it hadn't been turned on since first of the year.
When I get a moment, I'll look up where the instructions are. I'll text you the link. Another case, and there it sits. I hadn't done anything to put it together.
Anything with mine in a while. I just got to the point where I was tired of having to make the changes. Something coming up constantly. Change this or change that, and trying to keep up with it is like another job almost, and I just got burnt out on it.
Me too. I got, you know, it was one day it works and the next day it doesn't. Man, it gets old.
It does. That's the drawback to DMR for me, is the constant updating. Don't have time to do that. Just like we were talking earlier, things just piling up.
Me, the more simple, the better.
I still use the radio on the South Carolina Heart and the DMR repeaters around here. Works great for that. Just tired of dealing with the hotspot side of it, Brandmeister.
I'm out here now. I'm over here by the transmitters on Spartanburg on 85 business, so... This little bit of road here, it's going to be touch and go for me to hear.
let you go. I just pulled into my next stop anyway, so you stay safe out there, and good to talk to you, Mike, and I appreciate the info. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, look out for my text. I'll get a moment sometime this morning and send it to you. 10-6 CLX.